The Hideous Creature Show.
His superpower that Rocker Scott would always tell me that he wished he had, I can get back to mine, but he always wished that whatever you called somebody, they would turn into. So if you called somebody a dickhead, their head would turn into a dick for a minute. 1 minute. Like an actual living, breathing dick. Fuckface. Like, suddenly you call somebody a fuckface and their face is getting fucked.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is March 27th, 2010. My name is Rudiger.
My name is Herman.
And I'm Barnabas.
And we have a guest today.
Hi.
His name is fucking High. This is the Hideous Creature Show. Thanks for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet.
crash and burn.
No. Wait. All I thought about. Okay. I got off work today, and I went right into. It was payday, so I decided to get my savings on and roll over to the dollar store. And troll for bitches.
Nice.
And pick up some shit that I need. And then after that, I'm like, well, fuck it, man. I'm going to the mall. And so I walk across the street over at Lloyd in Portland, Oregon. And there's like a little divider in the road there. It's like maybe a foot tall. And there's a crosswalk there. And I'm walking by and I look over and I see this woman. And she's driving. And she's got her cell phone in one hand, and she's got her drink in the same hand, like some sort of Starbucks bullshit. And all of a sudden, she hits the medium, and
yeah.
It just goes. And I'm literally, I'm fucking 12 feet away, and she's doing maybe 15, 20 miles an hour. Hits the fucking medium, and it makes this horrible crunch fucking sound. And... when she hits it, it pops the tire on her car.
Nuh-uh. Yes.
So it goes kabaloom.
Yes.
And did she drop her drink?
I don't know. I hope so. But the thing is, I'd stopped looking at her, and was kind of facing
and you
the direction I was walking. And she hits that fucking thing. It makes a horrible noise, and I kind of like jump a little bit. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And she fucking comes off of there. She's rolling over. Her tire's popped. Her fucking rim on her car has like an indentation from where the curb is. And it's like... and there's like 20 people around because it's fucking spring break.
And it's Lloyd Center. There's always a billion people there.
Yeah, and there's like... the dollar store right now, thanks to the economy, is like booming.
Yeah.
And... so I'm rolling, I'm going by, and she goes to pull over, and I think she's so embarrassed by the fact that she hits this shit, that she just keeps going. She just drives off.
Wow.
With a busted tire that's like clanky, clankyville, and just rolling into the abyss.
$200 physics lesson right there.
She probably burned her cooch on that hot coffee, too.
I don't know what. I hope so.
She had to drive right to the emergency room.
Fucking hope so. So if there was somebody standing on there, because that's where you go and you cross the street.
And people cross there all the time. They don't even wait for cars. They just assume cars are going to stop for them, you know?
No, not this bitch.
You could have died.
I. You know what? I went right to church after that night. I prayed to
God. You should have sued her ass.
I sued her
you
for...
you should have chased her.
You should have sued her.
Sued her for stupidity.
If you could sue
oh my God.
But
we'd
that
all
goes,
be millionaires.
No, that goes into like kind of my thought process of what the fuck is going on in this town right now. It is fucking chock full of fucking morons. Portland, Oregon right now is... It's fucking crazy. It's insane.
The weather changed, so everyone's like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh. Well, everybody got
it's warm now.
Well, yesterday, there was a... It was gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful. It was like 70 degrees.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Everybody's in the parks and shit, and so they think...
Summertime's here.
Summertime.
I'm going to put on my bikini.
I need a super double cup of bubble latte and talk to my boyfriend and run over people. And so the day before, evidently, at Lloyd Center, there was like gang shooting. So people are getting capped in the Captain Lloyd.
I heard that there was a shooting in Lloyd. There was also like a huge cop shooting.
Yeah, the cop shot somebody.
Yeah, cop shot somebody and... There was a huge protest at the police station on 47th and Burnside. Like, people were all picketing
and
shit.
The fuck is going on?
That's
people
a happening spot there now. That's what I've heard.
You know what I think?
What?
This town is fucking cuckoo. Is all the goddamn construction.
There
still.
Is a lot of construction everywhere.
You would think
MLK
they would do it at night.
MLK is all fucked up.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
You would think that somebody knows how to use a fucking blinker in this city, too.
Don't start. So I'm like boiling over with anger just thinking about being in a car right now. Okay, breathe.
I'll be your chauffeur.
Anyway, so we got Jenny, we got Patrick, and we also have last week we were talking about on the show that we're going to have somebody to come around and get drunk with us. And that person is one Michael Brodio Tiffany. What's up, Mike? How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing well. So what have you been up to?
I just got a little pre-funk going. Made some sweet, tasty treats today. And, yeah.
Well, I heard rumor around town.
Getting awesome.
I've seen it before. But one of the things that Mike does, he's a resident here at the Brooklyn Zoo. He has a knack for drinking beer really, really fucking fast.
I've actually heard your reputation precedes you, and I've heard that it is amazing and that no one can hold a candle to you.
It's just a family thing. I picked it up when I was younger.
Got it.
So it's genetics.
I think so.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks. Dad.
So throughout the show, we're going to be having Mike drinking beers, and we're going to time it and see how fast he can actually do it.
Never been beaten on the West Coast.
Well, that's right, and he's also a puddle cutter and active captain.
This is true.
He has a C on his chest.
And there's tons of people that have gone, hey, I want some of that Brodio action. And you always kick their ass. I've seen it. I love it.
Do you get challenged a lot? Like, people get, the drunker they get, they're like, fuck it, I can totally do it.
Are they like the assholes who, like, in jail go, like, I could kick Tyson's ass. Oh, he's here right now. I'll kick his ass.
No,
I'm going to go mop that up.
Like, first one, I still kick their ass, and then they're like, all right, I'm drunker now. I'll take you on this time. Still down. Down for the count.
Okay, well, we're going to time it and see how fast it is. And, you know what? We got to do a... Movie Madness. Where the fuck did I put the Movie Madness? Son of a bitch. Ah, there it is. Okie doke. Don't say it, Mike. Mike's listened to the show a couple times. The old shows where we would say it, you know, as soon as we figured it out, but we...
He's been threatening.
Keep it down. He's been threatening all night. Drunk son of a bitch.
He has a knife. He has a knife right now.
Okay, here we go.
Aim it at her tits.
Okay, one more time.
Aim it at her tits.
Do you think you got it?
Will you play it again?
Yeah.
Aim it at her tits.
Do you really got it, you think?
I think so.
Okay, don't say it. We'll on fake break, we'll see if you got it. So have you guys heard about chat roulette?
No, we haven't.
I don't know. What is that?
Evidently, chat roulette is this thing on the internets. And if you have a webcam on your computer, you can go on there and it just randomly selects people that you look at.
They have cameras too?
Yes.
Can you chat with them?
You can chat. I did it, and you can audio chat, and you can text.
What are they doing? Just sitting there like dummies?
Yeah. Actually, a lot of them. What I heard, that there was like tons of cock. Like, you'd get on there, and there'd just be cock everywhere.
What?
So I was thinking for the
My favorite chat partner is usually a cock, so
yeah,
that works out for me.
Well, I like cocks because they don't talk much.
You're looking pretty down. Why don't you smile?
Somebody needs a hug. But I'm thinking for the show, I'm going to run us on, or I guess it'll just be me, on chat roulette for the whole show. And
do you think somebody will chat us?
I don't know, but it will come through audio. So when you hear stuff, it's going to be from chat roulette.
Will they hear us?
I don't think I have it set up so they can hear us. I could pipe it in for the latter part of the show.
But they'll see you with a microphone in front of your face, and they'll probably think that you're Ryan Seacrest.
Hopefully.
Seacrest out.
Then I can get some Seacrest action.
You can get some tang.
But anyway, so what's up, guys? And they change it and they turn it off.
They go next. They want
you think
chicks.
That's weird?
Put Jenny there and let's see if they stay.
Okay, you want to change microphones real quick?
Oh, well, I don't care.
Let's do it.
Well,
let's
okay,
do it.
We'll wait.
That's an experiment. See how long you can go, someone pass you up, or how long Jenny is there. Is it mostly guys?
That last one was like two kids.
What?
They were like, I don't know,
kids
like 9, 10 years old. How old do you think they were? Like 10, yeah. 9, 10.
They're going to see cock. They're probably just sitting there thinking they're going to see a pair of boobies, but no girls are on there.
I mean, you do look really creepy.
I totally look creepy.
I just saw that.
Here, give me the, I was getting my savings on at the dollar store, and I found
put those on.
Beer glasses. So
they're glasses shaped like jugs of beer, like they're beer goggles. Fuck yeah, get those on.
It's solely fucking Philadelphia freedom, buddy.
That's good.
You got
he looks
dancer.
Like Elton John.
You do look like Elton John.
Let's cook it again and see if we can get
killer.
Well, maybe we can get some audio. So
like murderer Elton John.
When it comes on, we'll see if we can get somebody to talk. But anyway, so today's topic is going to be superpowers. Like, what kind of superpower would you like? Now we got some naked dude. What's up, bro?
Are you kidding me?
Yes, naked guy.
Yeah. You got audio?
You got audio?
Hello.
We like to watch.
We like to watch.
Oh, he's from Brazil. I don't think he speaks English.
Oh, he's from Brazil. I don't think he speaks
English.
Os mutantes.
Comprende?
All I know is he doesn't have a shirt on.
All right, this is bad radio.
All right.
Bad fake radio.
I know, sometimes we do things that entertain us.
Damn, it's these kids again. Get out of here, you bastards.
Get out of here, you bastards.
Fuck you, buddy. Are you fucking jizz?
Dude, am I fucking jizz? Yes, I fuck jizz all the time.
Fuck jizz all the time.
That's just gay.
Did I call Stella?
Why would you say
good
that?
One.
It sounds like call Stella.
How old are you?
Call Stella's a huge beauty.
Listen to me, Iago.
Listen to me, Iago.
What?
All right.
Oh, you guys got to read up on your fucking Shakespeare.
Iago, wait. Iago is from, he was the bad guy in Othello.
That is correct.
Yep.
Good job, June.
Yeah, it was. Okay.
June can't be frickin' word served on.
Okay, let's do one more movie madness, and then I was thinking about we could jump into.
Fucking idiot.
Is that the one? You got it?
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's do it one more time.
That's fine.
Fucking idiot.
All right. So, Mike, I was thinking that we could time you on your first beer.
Sweet. Let's do this.
You chug-a-roo.
Someone.
So Mike's going to shotgun a beer here, and we're going to time it and see how long it takes him to do it. And if anybody thinks they could beat Mike, then, that's right. We're in my room.
Yeah. It's true. I'll be as dry as I can.
Here, grab that towel. You can put the towel over the beer. And if it
experience. That's what it is. You got to cut a big hole when you're shotgunning a beer. You start from the bottom, arc top down, And I push it down with my index finger.
Okay, so he's got the beer. He just cut a hole in it. He's going to crack it here in a second and put it up to his mouth. Tell me when to go.
All right, I need a cheers to make this happen.
Cheers.
Cheers.
One, two, three. Cheers.
And there it goes. That was 3 seconds.
Did I miss it?
Yeah, you missed it.
Holy shit. How the fuck did you do that so quickly?
Oh my god,
that's
you're
fast.
Gonna have to do it again so that I
all right,
can
do it again.
See.
Now quicker, faster,
I mean,
stronger.
He's here to get fucked up, right?
I'm a speed, not a quantity.
He's a sprinter, not a marathon runner.
Okay. All right.
Sugar bear.
Also, I can do that fast.
Right. And I appreciate it.
Oh,
well,
just
we'll get
three.
We'll
you can do it faster than 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're saying it goes more. It goes.
It can go.
It can go everywhere.
I was being slower.
Well, like pushing up to his face so it doesn't like go everywhere.
Right.
So topic of the show.
Yes.
Superpowers. This is the geekiest topic I think we've ever had.
No, we've had geek here probably.
Really?
I don't know.
So I sent out a list of superpowers that was off of like a Wikipedia page or something like that. It came off the heroes.
Well, yeah.
And that was just like a starter to kind of wet your beak on like what.
Ooh,
whatever fucking
beak.
Shit. I know. Now I'm the black
I'm
hand.
I'm not a bird.
There's a reference.
So I went through the list and I just wrote down a couple that caught my eye. And the first thing I wrote down, I cracked myself up because.
Wait, you know what? Sorry to cut you off.
That's
why don't you blow through a bunch of them just to kind of get the mood going, and then we'll kind of everybody can throw in.
Do
their
you
ideas
have the,
and shit.
The list? Because the list would be good. Well, what,
I do.
The
actually.
First thing that I wrote on my list was shapeshifter. Obvi.
Yeah, shapeshifter would be the shit.
Seriously, you could become, and I'm talking shape, like not just humans. I'm talking like a fucking dresser,
right.
Or this microphone, or a dildo. Or
a bicycle seat.
A bicycle seat. Or a fedora. or whatever.
A bottle of Danger
right.
shampoo.
Like people always say, there's always that thing like, oh, if I could be on a fly on the wall of that conversation, then I totally would be. I'll be all bloop, 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 and then I would just become.
You could be the bowl of fruit.
Yeah. Well, then I might get eaten.
But that's the one that sticks
not if
out.
You are the bowl.
Oh, I could be the bowl.
You might get thrown at someone's head, though, but you
it
wouldn't
could be the bowl.
I know. So what would happen if you were shape-shifted into a bowl, let's say, and somebody threw it across the room and it broke? Would you die?
Nope.
No.
You would just shape-shift. Oh, you could just shape-shift.
You'd shape-shift into a dragon.
And then I would bite
and
them.
And then you die of nerdism.
and then you would
I could shape-shift into Professor Dumbledore and then go and
go to a gay bar?
Wizarding.
Shit, that would be awesome. You could just, I'm Dumbledore.
Oh, that's
fucking.
Right. You could shape-shift into Brad Pitt.
No, you melt into liquid like on Terminator 2 and then you just flow back together.
Well, you'd have to shape-shift into that liquid, right?
You'd have to shape-shift into Robert Patrick.
No, that's what you turn into if you get broken up while you're in a shape.
Oh, is that okay?
That's your
okay.
Go-to.
So in the shape shifting thing, if you're broken, you turn into the Mercury.
Yeah, and then you come all back together.
Okay.
All
right.
So shape shift like
that's like,
well,
top five.
You know,
it'd
be rad. Is like
pretty awesome.
Shape shift as like Eddie Van Halen and go into the studio and just rank it up.
Totally. You could fuck up so much shit for people.
I love
you could
that
end
one.
Marriages.
Okay. So one of the factors I was thinking about is that would you use it for good or evil?
Jenny would use it for evil.
Oh,
well,
it's going to be all evil.
So with you guys, I'd use it for good. Like you could be like, go listen in on that bastard, and I would. But with other people,
tell me if he has a big cock, because I think he's lying.
Well, yeah, he's totally lying. I'll go shapeshift to the urinal and you can pee in it.
Could you shapeshift in? could you morph part of your body into like it so you could shapeshift your dick
like Sandman into a big hammer?
But right. Then what would you do with the rest of your body? You're just like,
fuck it, man. I just shapeshift a big dick.
Yeah,
and just like go pee in public urinals and find men.
Well, you could shapeshift into a different person with a big dick.
Like,
and then,
like Bacody.
Hey, Bacody.
Like Dimitri?
Like B. Arthur?
I assume
you could
That's
morph
my
into B. Arthur.
Power, moving into mine.
So, after shape shifting, I put into invisibility, which is basically like going to be used for the same type of shit. Because then you can just be invisible and go,
wait,
like. you know, fuck around.
I'm assuming that all, okay,
all of
I don't think there's any derivatives on what you're going to do with the powers. I think it's just the power that changes.
You're still going to, like, move people's car keys and be fucking mean.
Yeah. Well, and if you were invisible, it'd be even funnier because you could take a car key and, like, throw, you know, people go to grab it and you throw it across the room or whatever. Plus, you could listen in on your friends and your boss to see what they really think of you.
See, I don't want to ever do that. I don't.
I do.
I don't want to read people's journals. I don't want to do any of that shit.
I don't want to read their journals, but I want to. I think people. I don't think people are liars, but
well,
you
could get insider information and then later be like, "Oh yeah, it's kind of like how you know how you said that this and this and this about me," and they'd be like, "What?
What?
I never said that.
How do you know that?
Like, goddamn your superpower." So what's another one?
The ultimate power that I want to have is to be the Beastmaster.
The Beastmaster?
I want to be able to control animals and have them do
animal control.
Animal control.
Animal control.
I want them to be able to, like the Beastmaster.
To love you.
And then they come and do, yeah. They do whatever I want.
Get in my pouch.
And like I'll walk down Burnside and like 40 deer and like a puma and a fucking armadillo, and they're all just following me because I control them and they can do my bidding.
So you want basically like a flock of animals like do the shit, like when somebody fucks with you, you're like,
and I'll take good care of them.
Well, yeah, you have like a,
because you'll turn into your
animal husbandry, right?
Steal grain.
I will totally steal grain.
Okay, this is, and I think it goes right into fucking with people or doing whatever. Mine would be stopping time.
But you would be able to do
fuck with shit.
You like, could like stop time and then put a pie in front of somebody's face so that when they wake up they smash the pie in their face or whatever.
Or move them so when they're sitting down to take a poo-poo, you move them over to
and
a,
they're
to
actually
the shower,
on their couch
and all of a sudden bam, they're in the shower.
I think June, yeah.
They're actually all over their bed and they're like, "What?" When they wake up they don't know why they're shitting on their own bed.
You'd stop time if you didn't want to go to work in the morning, you'd stop time and then like destroy the building where you had to work.
Yep. Go
or
in
you
there.
Could even stop time for like 5 hours, take a little nappy, get your ready your hangover,
right,
and then go in later.
Yeah, that'd be great because it's your hangover.
Yeah.
How fucked up would that be, right?
You June was so drunk last night. How is
like,
it great?
I use it to wield my hangovers.
Yeah. That's all our superpowers need to be.
Swap my hangovers over. So, Patrick, what's yours?
Mine just come from me being annoyed at life. Mine is I would like to be able to open any lock or get into any door. That's my secret power.
So, like, your index finger would turn into, like, a skeleton key?
Fuck, you know what? I don't feel like waiting for the bus. I'm just going to steal that car.
What? Okay. What if...
And it's not really stealing because I have the keys.
They're yours.
That's my finger.
That'd be pretty good.
I could go anywhere I want. Like, you're in Disney World, do not enter. And I just go in, hit it, and walk in. Well, let's go. Where are you? I don't know. The door was open.
So, but it'd have to be a key card, though.
No, it would be my hand.
So your hand turns
into a key
card?
Like the Wonder Twins. You could just morph your finger
form
into
of a pap
a
shape
smear.
Of a bank card. Form of a monkey.
Right.
With
right. Besides that, probably
a
teleportation because I hate going places. I like driving, but I would rather just be like, yeah, snap it, I'm there. I'm at work. I can wake up 30 seconds before.
Teleportation would be pretty
teleportation
sweet.
Is just so much easier.
Teleportation would be good.
Yeah. Or phasing, walking through walls. Those are pretty much the things.
Is that what it's called? Phasing?
Phasing, yeah. Shadow cat? I just walk through a wall.
What?
I would also do
that.
It
has to have a noise, though.
I can make my own noise. I can make my own noise. My noise can be anything I choose it to be. It can manifest itself in any color or shape. No, I'd use teleportation to fuck with people. Like, I'd touch people on the back. They turn around. I talk to them. And then I touch them again and teleport away. Like, whoosh. And then they'd, where the fuck do you
like,
go? And
where
I'd
was
be
that,
like,
where
on
was
the mountain.
That handsome lad?
Where did he go?
And I'd be like, I'm over here. You can't find me.
Good one. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I like secretive powers. Powers that
I like
just
your secret powers.
I can bend and will. Hey, we need to move that car. And where did Bill go? He got drunk and left a car right in my driveway. It's open. Let's take Bill's car out for a ride.
Okay. Hey, Mike, prep
and
a beer
it's
up.
Gone.
And let's do one more movie madness here.
Okay.
Where are you going? Gotta
go wash my vagina.
Nice. Nice. I think I've got an inkling on this one.
One more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Gotta go wash my vagina.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you're that dirty shit.
There are shadows in life, babe.
Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm watching Mike prep the beer. I didn't realize what a giant hole he puts in. That's what she said.
He puts a big hole in there.
Damn, dude. Most people just will poke like a hole in, you know, like the size of a pinky or whatever. That is good times.
Well, it's fast.
Maybe I shouldn't tell your secrets.
More coming out. We got a fake break's going to be coming up real soon. And I got a naked guy update.
Awesome. Oh! Good. I love it.
And we've got Douchebag of the Week coming up. And what else do we have? More Movie Madness. And we got some news if we get to it. If we get to it, we get to it.
Sounds good.
All right, Mike, you ready?
So do we start timing when we hear the crack?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Ready? Oh,
I got 209.
I got 27.
I got 2.09.
That's fast.
Holy fuck. I wish that you as listeners could see that.
That's pretty bad.
What you should do is take a picture. Save that. Take a picture of this.
Oh, how big his hole is?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to give away anything.
That's amazing. Seriously.
That's Mike's superpower.
Hell yeah, it is. And this superpower can be used for mostly good,
but
I think.
But I've tried
and
to
not
like
a lot of evil.
I've tried to impress it how fast he does it, and it's fucking fast. Okay, so I got 2.7 on it, and we'll see if we can break that record later.
I think it's more of me
not hitting the button at the right time too.
Yeah, we got to find out that when we do that.
Okay,
but it's like one Mississippi, two Mississippi gone.
Yeah,
basically.
It's fast. I like it. No, I love it. All right, we got tons of movie madness, so I'm gonna do another clip here.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I want to be in business with you, Ed.
Really?
What do you think?
I'd love it.
I definitely know what it is now, and the character that was talking first is one of my most favorite characters in this movie.
Well, actually, I just bought a movie off of Amazon that he stars in.
Nice guy or dick?
Nice.
I say dick. Cocksucker.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's a dick.
I bet he's
especially
a dick.
To women. What do you think, Mike? Would the guy that was?
He didn't hear.
Oh,
the,
you didn't hear?
He didn't hear the clip.
Anyway, we'll do nice guy and dick as well if we have time.
Yeah, I just want. I always think dick on him.
Yeah, he's. Yeah. He was. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think, Dick? Yeah, I think he's a dick for sure.
Oh man.
Last week we talked about Dimitri.
Oh,
we did him
God.
As douchebag
sweet,
of the week.
I think I think he has douchebag of the year in 2010.
Yeah, I think
that
so.
That b-hole wins douchebag of the fucking
epic b-hole. I tried to find him on Facebook. Did you guys look?
I did not look.
I did not have internet connection, but I do now.
See, I think he's probably on the MySpace. And
he's got to be on Facebook. He is. That guy's on top of his game. I assume that he is all over the game.
Well, when I'm looking for him, I just put in Dimitri and I started going down and I was profiling.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
How old is he going to be?
Because you know he has a picture. You know, he has a picture.
I thought he was going to be friends with Lionheart.
Oh, that's right. You know what? We should give the Lionheart thing a shout. We'll put it on our website, like a link to it.
A link to the Lionheart.
Oh, my God. Lionheart. There's another douchebag.
He wasn't. Yeah, it's just that one, that wet MySpace page. There's a reason he has zero friends.
You should read it. We should read it.
I think we should do that as a commercial.
Let's take a fake break. When we come back, we're going to go over our douchebags of the week, and then we are going to play some more Movie Madness, and we'll get to the bottom of. Because I found a couple audio clips of some people that are.
I love it. I can't wait.
It's not too bad. They're just like pissed. But whatever.
I honestly have to say that I like the audio clips better than just reading douchebag news, because then you get to hear the douchies in their real voice. It's not just me reading how douchey they are. I love it.
Well, that all started with the Dimitri. Dimitri, I'm sorry, but it started with Finding Marcus.
Yeah.
And so having the audio clips in there is
Marcus
way
isn't a douchebag.
No,
he is
Marcus
a gentle
is an angel. He's an jinx.
What did they party coke? Anyway, so this is the Hideous Creature Show. If you guys want, you should go on to our iTunes page and leave us a rating. You can find us on the Podcast Alley, Zune, our website, hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And there's, you're calling me, aren't you, you fucker?
I was just trying to illustrate the point that you could call the Hideous Creature Show hotline.
And leave a message on our Hideous Creature Show hotline, which is 503-928-7751. And if you...
What if Dimitri called us? Wouldn't you die?
Actually, you know what? I checked the website today right before we did the show, and I completely forgot about it. We got an email from a listener. I don't know. If we get to it, we'll read it.
Okay.
He's not going to talk to me. I'm not elegant enough.
I am very elegant.
Anyway.
I'm a 36-year-old woman with braces. If that appeals to you,
you carry
Dimitri.
Yourself with a limp.
I have one lazy eye.
You're on like 438 medications.
You ever seen Usual Suspects? That's how I walk.
My hair, verbal Kent.
Verbal Kent.
My tongue is enlarged for my mouth. It kind of hangs out.
So this is another clip from Movie Madness, and we'll run right into Fake Break after that. If it'll play.
This is a giant cock.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wait, one more time.
This is a giant cock.
Chitty chitty bang bang.
This is a giant cock. This is a giant cock. This is a giant cock.
We'll be right back.
When you're headed for fun, you're headed for Blitz. When you're headed for fun, you're headed for Blitz. Blitz Winehard, the light beer with real beer flavor. Blitz Winehard, from the oldest brewery in the West.
Back from Fake Break. Unfortunately, we lost our beer chugger.
We lost him to a bar.
Yeah, we lost him to a bar, and the fact that I think he was like, he didn't like being on a microphone.
I think maybe if we had another microphone and another set of headphones, like we're sharing here, people. Yeah. So, but I think it was, I think he might have been a little shy.
I think he was shy. Well, that happens. People get shy.
I think he was bored of me. He kept staring at me and looking at me.
He was holding that little bitty knife the whole time.
He was kind of threatening sometimes.
That's some fast ass fucking beer drinking, though.
It is very fast. I give it up to Brodio.
Yeah,
it is a good job, and he is a fucking stellar guy.
So we got that record. If anybody thinks they can bust it, come on the show. He lives at the zoo, so
2.06 is what I'll say is what we clocked him at the last time.
And that was like staggered on my part because I didn't know like when he started drinking. Like as soon as I saw it coming up to his lips, I hit the button.
So it could even be less.
Yeah. I think it probably is less.
It's very impressive to see.
Good stuff. So here's a Movie Madness.
Hey, did you ever see that movie Star Wars?
Oh, about four times.
People tell me I look like Han Solo.
Really?
What do you bench?
You tell first.
You tell first.
I asked you first.
Same time.
It's cool.
Are you ready?
Ready.
One, two, three. You didn't say anything.
Oh, neither did you.
It's so good. So good. I love Dr. Steve.
It was a simpler time. It was a simpler time. So I think we're going to jump into our weekly douchebag. Sound good?
I'm excited, actually. I know nothing of these douchebags, and I am ready to be surprised.
Well, last week we had Dimitri.
Nothing can top that guy.
Yeah, that was epic.
Seriously.
I like that guy.
If anybody has a line on who they think Dimitri might be, seriously.
Contact us.
We need to have that.
That's my superpower.
Yeah, to be able to find Dimitri.
To be able to find whoever. Shapeshift into that fuck?
Like, if your mother has cancer or if you have issues, then I understand. I'm going to assume that you're not going to call me back.
I would like to say also,
you're very elegant.
Maybe if you have any psychological issues or you're playing the pill game,
then lose my number. Ahead and lose it.
I like the way
by Saturday at 3 p.m. If I do not hear from you, I am officially losing this number.
All right, I want to sponsor a date. Win a date with Dimitri.
Oh my God, I will go on a date with Dimitri for this podcast.
Well, I tried again. I tried to find him. I couldn't find shit.
God.
And I looked.
I will dress as elegant as possible. I'll put like
you should wear a prom
dress. I'll put diamonds in my brackets to look as elegant as I can. I'll wear a mink stole.
How Dimitri? How can you pass that up?
Ruby slippers.
I will. I'll wear ruby slippers, and I will wear.
You're very classy and elegant.
I'll wear pearls and a pearl.
You know who we I'll should hook Dimitri up with is Marcus.
Seriously.
Okay, so our douchebag of the week is this angry guy that called up Jack in the Box to bitch about his order.
Oh.
Now, whatever, you get your order fucked up and you're hungry. Everybody turns into like a 4-year-old when their shit's fucked up.
Wah, I wanted pickles.
That's called whamburgers.
Yeah.
So this is what I got.
We just threw this food away and it pisses me off. You used to put sauce on your Supreme Crescents. They were good that way. I loved it that way. They quit putting sauce on the Supreme Crescents. The last time I was there, they charged me $2 extra to put it on. This time.
Okay, fuckface paid $2 to
Who
have
orders
sauce
something called
there?
Supreme Crescents?
What fucking planet is this from?
What's a Supreme
planet
Crescent?
Douchebag.
Do you guys know what a Supreme Crescent is?
It's a croissant. I think it's a breakfast menu item.
I wonder what kind of sauce he wants on it.
It has to be like, it's mayonnaise and ketchup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what
it's
else?
Chipotle sauce, maybe.
Yeah. I think there's only
whatever it is. It's worth $2 extra.
There's like a couple derivatives of sauce,
and it all
ketchup,
tastes like
mayonnaise, relish, sauce.
Right.
That's
it. Well, you start with the mayo,
maybe a mustard,
and then you augment it from there.
It's the thousand.
Is it
sauce.
Tartar? It's thousand. It's mayo.
That's what it's called.
It's
I call
special
it
sauce.
It's the thousand sauce.
Did they ever find that hidden valley?
They refused to put the damn sauce on. This thing was cold and dry, and I'm pissed. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Re.
In case you didn't get it the first two times.
Ridiculous. Okay. You went to a fast food breakfast, buddy. Do you really think it's going to be like filet mignon? It was cold. It was dry.
Okay, so this
it was like my wife.
But okay, so this asshole goes to a fucking fast food place, orders his shit, and then how much could the sandwich be? I don't think a sandwich could be more than $2.
And then he paid $2
extra. He doubles it up for another?
For the thousand
like $4
for, the thousand sauce.
For a fucking sandwich?
You should put sauce on the sandwich.
Dude.
On your Supreme Crescent.
Yeah, put some milk in a bowl on some Captain Crunch.
Seriously, who eats something called
a day,
Supreme
man.
Crescent? That's all I want to know. Supreme Crescent. I'm going to go to Jack in the Box right when I leave here and get a Supreme Crescent.
A little bit of sauce on a sandwich. They have the sauce there. Why won't they squirt it on if I request it? I'm really upset about this. It's stupid to be this upset about sauce, but we just threw this food away, and it pisses me off.
So he didn't even fucking eat it. He threw it away.
But it was cold. How life was.
Can't they just squirt it on? What? He just wants to know if they can squirt it on.
Maybe they should just give him an honorary bottle that he can keep in the car?
It just says thousand sauce. Jack in the Box sauce.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
To save this message, press 7 3
to publish on YouTube.
Actually, I haven't heard
to publish on YouTube. Press 9.
I would love to see if he got pissed and it was recorded.
Review this message. Press 2 to skip.
All right.
We just threw this food away and it pissed.
Yeah. So, fucking dude was pissed that his shit wasn't done the way he likes it.
He likes
it wasn't done right.
He likes a Supreme Crescent to be crescenty.
My food can only look like planets and moons.
That's why I only eat Lucky Charms and croissants and oranges.
Don't you see I'm wearing a sweatshirt with Jupiter on it?
I'm into sci-fi, and that's all that I like is the solar system.
It's ridiculous.
Obi-Wan gets his shit done. Okay, so this next one is it's from a Dell support call line, and I can only fucking imagine these poor bastards going to work every day and not only dealing with like remedial shit for computers. Hey, you fucking old dinosaur.
Push the button.
Fucking learn how to use it before you start bitching about it.
I thought when when I bought this, right? It would be when I turned it on, the internet would come on and tell me how to Google.
And lasers would come out of the top and it would do all my laundry and wash.
Right. I'm going to smoke a Jade and watch Laser Floyd as soon as I pop this shit up.
It's my all of a sudden
taking
my house
a shit,
is going to be
I
a
threw
planetarium.
The laptop in the fucking shower. I'm going to trip balls for fucking 8 hours and like do my biz. Nah,
I want to watch QFC immediately on my new computer box.
My new computer box.
I want to order.
I like the new computer box.
I want to order.
New computer box.
I want to order Paula Abdul's new jewelry, and I plugged in my computer box, and I'm not even being able to find Paula Abdul's networks.
No, it's the same motherfuckers when you crash a plane and you have nothing to eat, and all you have is like maybe corned beef. And some vegan starts bitching
like,
about it.
Ugh.
No, that's the motherfucker. I'm going to eat.
I will
as
never.
As soon as he, she is sick, I'm eating your ass.
And you know it's a he, she.
You know why?
Because all those trannies
No,
are
because
veg-
all they're
going to
fucking do is eat herbs and shit and just get their flavor going. So after like 8 or 9 days, they are set for fucking eating. Yes. And you make sure that they're in the sun. And you know what?
It's like Kramer on Seinfeld when he was basting himself
right,
in the juices
the
like Kenny Rogers roasters. Then they will taste delightful because they'll be the healthiest. They're not eating that corned beef. They're eating plants.
Yeah. Like my hippies free range.
Me too.
Okay, here we go.
Anytime I read a human.
So this is a guy from Adele Support. And, okay, what year is it?
What now?
Yeah, 2010. Okay, so you think that there is like some sort of like way to? I never mind.
Is this an oldie? Is it like a grandpa? Because I'm gonna feel bad.
No, it's not a grandpa. Okay. It's a guy calling.
But he's like, Sonny.
But the best thing is, it's a guy calling about his mom's computer that they got. Okay, so here we go.
There's
okay.
a wizard in there.
The little people aren't working the wheels.
I can't fall asleep at night. The rattling is driving me crazy.
Are there squirrels in there? Am I supposed to give them nuts?
They don't like corn. That's the same. Yeah, that's the same douchebag that opens the CD holder and thinks it's a drink holder. My drink holder.
It's a coaster.
My drink holder seems to be the mechanism's all fucked up. Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Dell Hardware Warranty Support. My name is. How can I help you?
Well, my mom got one. Hello?
Doesn't know how to use a fucking phone.
Yeah, I'm having a problem. How about now? I got my phone on. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're breaking up a little bit, but...
This guy's already like, oh, God.
All right. Well, what I got is my mom's laptop here, and it won't turn off.
Okay, problem. Can't turn off of your fucking computer, your laptop.
Well, all
right.
Okay.
We've established this, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It won't turn off?
No.
Okay.
He's pissed.
Windows is down.
Like, what is it doing, keeping him up all night? Like,
it's running around, chasing the dog. My mom can't even walk.
It ate all our fucking top ramen. The thing is a crazy thing.
All I'm trying to do is study for my exams. And I can't do it with this machine.
It's on. You know, it's like Children of the Damned.
World of Warcraft keeps playing. And I do not want to be an orc.
Cannot turn it off. Tried to turn off the power, everything. It won't turn off.
All right. Can I get the service tag?
Jesus Christ, I just gave it to you people. All right, express service code is 419. You got it?
I couldn't hear you very well. You're yelling.
You know that guy's just fucking with him.
Yeah, it's close enough. All I need to know is how do you turn it to...
It's like your social security number.
He's like, it's 526, close enough. Everybody has the same.
So your name is Dolores?
Close enough.
I think I just peed myself.
I really think I did. I think I peed a little tiny bit.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I gotta check.
Gene has his hand down his pants.
Yeah, there's a little bee. Who doesn't? It's like,
let's just take
anything off. You know, your automated crap sucks. All right, and I think you suck. All right.
Seriously, do we go through a time warp from the beginning of hello? And he's like, I already gave it to you. Your automated thumb sucks. You suck. Like, the kid has hardly said, and I say kid because he sounds pretty young, you know, like a IT guy working at Dell. Like, the guy hasn't said shit to make this guy so mad.
What I'm thinking is, like, when he called the hotline or whatever, he had to give some certain information.
Oh, so right, because you have to
they
go.
Could service
right.
a ticket. But, I mean, those guys don't necessarily get the right information right at
no,
the bat.
No, seriously, I deal with this a lot because I do accounting. Like, I have to call phone companies all the time to, like, check our bills and stuff. You have to enter your account number. You go through all the automated shit. So I understand. And then the first thing that people ask you when you get on the phone is, can I have your account number? And I'm like, well, I just entered it. Like, three times. So, okay, that makes more sense.
Well, and how many times do you fuck up numbers?
Right.
Especially if you're this, like, fucking mouth
right.
breather.
You're this angry.
Serious. Like,
He's just mashing the keys like, ah, like a Neanderthal.
Turn
like every fucking key on his phone pad. He's like, ah, 9944. They're all the same.
Well, there'd have to be like some sort of apparatus or some sort of app that you would have on your computer that would turn everything on when you get frustrated. And then that would be a website, kind of like the roulette. Ooh.
You know what's going to be awesome? Exactly what you were just what I was just thinking of. Is not too near in the not too near future. Well, I guess cell phones kind of rule that out, but everybody will have like video phones. So when people call into the Dell place, they're like, I can't turn off my mom's computer. And they're just these crazy Neanderthals that you can see running around and like banging pots with wooden spoons.
And they're not aware of it. They're completely.
Yeah. They don't even know that they're on a webcam that anyone can see them.
Okay. Here we go.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, hey, turn this fucking thing off! You understand that?
Alright, well, I will just need to actually see what system you have here. So, I'm showing that you... Can I get the name on the account?
It's...
Alright, and the phone number is purchased out.
Why do you need all this? All I need to know is how do you turn the thing off!
The guy kind of has a point.
Right. It is a pretty simple problem.
Right. Just. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, he could be running, like, ME or something right. as an OS. And then all, you know. And
I have no idea what you guys just said. OMG, blah, 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 blah. WTF.
So he's running, like, some he's running a system that he doesn't know how to turn it off. He doesn't know what he's fucking doing. But basically, you can go...
Well, right. If the guy was just a normal person and he remained calm, then the guy would get his information and say, this is how you do it, sir.
Calm is not in Fernando's fucking vocabulary. He is chock full of Rainier.
What do you think his mom's doing?
She's probably having a heart attack. She probably thinks that this thing gave her herpes.
And she's like, I have cancer.
I got a virus.
She totally has a virus.
But I mean, like, basically, any Windows operating system, you just go down, you hit the start button, and then it has a shutdown.
Shouldn't somebody have told him that already, though, while he's going through this process?
But the whole thing is,
it was
like,
probably the, he was all automated until this poor soul got to him, and now he cannot even fucking deal.
But
you know what I bet happened? I bet his super crescent was fucked up earlier in the day, and I bet he is also riding the rage from his mega crescent getting no sauce on it.
That $2
that's
sauce.
That's a valid point.
I mean, he was already hungry because he had to throw away his super duper crescent.
Well, say more fucked up. I think this guy could like tune a fucking car. You know. Tune your automobile like crazy.
Totally.
And you go, if you called, if you called him up and be like, yeah, my car's fucked up. What kind of car do you got?
How do I shut the car off?
It's got four fucking wheels on it. And you know what? When I roll the window down, one of my windows is fucked up. Why don't we talk about that too? That's kind of my car. Oh, right, here we go.
I need to verify the owner of the system, sir.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The number is 72.
All right. And can I get your name?
My name is
and your last name?
I'm her son. God damn you. Fucking goddamn people, I swear to God.
And your phone number?
My phone number is the same.
Okay, so kind of an elaboration. He's living with his mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd be
your
angry
email
too.
Address.
Why do you need that? You know you're upsetting the fuck out of me. All right, you fucking goddamn asshole. Look, goddamn it, the fucking thing will not shut off. You understand that? Since last night, and you got a goddamn battery problem as well. All right.
So
he's got a goddamn battery problem as well.
Well, I wonder if he thinks there's some AI issue going on where they're sucking intelligence out of the room.
Yes,
I think maybe. I can just see the front room just littered with empty Mountain Dew, 32-ounce Mountain Dew containers, like everywhere.
And Crescent Supreme wrappers everywhere.
What the hell the fuck's going on with this goddamn thing? I'm getting very upset about this. You know, I've spent about an hour trying to talk to you.
You know who this sounds like?
Who?
No one's going to know what this is. This is kind of a friend reference. It sounds like Steve Dodge.
Okay, play again.
Okay. Steve Dodge is a friend of Jenny and I's. So.
And he's awesome. He would
very,
never...
very awesome guy, but it's just a voice. Anyway.
Well, on this freaking automated crap you got, and that's what's got me all fucking upset like this, all
right? Right.
And if you didn't all this automated crap on your goddamn phone system, then somebody would talk to a human. Do you know what a human is?
Yes, sir, I do, and I will...
You keep acting like a goddamn computer and keep asking me for these stupid questions when all I need to know is how do you shut this thing down? It says Windows is shutting down. It's been saying that since last night, all right? Now, how come it won't shut down? How come I can't shut it down? What do I got to do, rip the damn battery out of the back of it?
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of probably
will. No, you definitely don't want to do that.
Well, what do I got to do? Will you please tell me?
You know what? I would like this
guy.
I
don't think this guy.
No, I think this guy would be a good hostage negotiator.
I kind of agree with you, Patrick. I kind of don't think he's a douchebag anymore.
I think he just wants to go to fucking sleep.
And it has been like overnight long, and you probably had to wade through. Like I've actually had to call Dell before, and he's probably had to wade through like so many hours of just bullshitting, getting routed to the wrong department here, the wrong department there. I mean, he's.
No, he's yeah.
He's handling it in the wrong way, but it's pretty funny. But it's also angering him so much when he said that the guy's acting like a computer because it's just like some bored ass kid. This is like, can I have your fucking phone number now? Now can I have your name? What's your mom's name? What kind of
underwear does she wear?
What color is your carpet? And the guy's like, what the God? It's almost like I'm actually surprised that the kid hasn't like broken you know, like broken into a.
They go through Navy SEAL training for this shit. they can sleep standing up.
All I need. So, do you not have an email address? That's all I need from you. Do you not have an email address?
I'm not going to give it to you. All right? Let's put it that way. All right? Because I have nothing to do with this goddamn computer. All I want to know is how you shut it down before it causes a goddamn fucking fire. Will you fucking tell me?
All right. So, to shut the system off, you see the power button on it?
I've been pushing it for the past 3 fucking hours. It don't fucking do nothing.
Okay, hold down the power button for 10 seconds right now.
It's going to work. I hope it works.
Well, Jesus Christ, you could have told me that. You know, you don't know. It's not very freaking helpful. You know that? You're a fucking asshole. And you can put this in your fucking records, all right? If I had you right here, I'd fucking kick your fucking ass. You got me?
Dell Hardware Warranty.
He just kept pushing it. Boink, boink, boink. He never held the button down so that it would reboot and... Poor guy.
He's like, I hate this thing. This is the worst thing I ever bought.
It's not even this.
It's reading
his
my
poor
mind.
Mom, I just imagine his mom, like the mom on Bad Santa, just wake up and be like, you want some sandwiches? Like, she's just laying behind them in an easy chair, like with her stockings on and her fucking like.
Is she dead?
Well, yeah. Like, right. Yeah. Like they put their finger under the nose to make
Cloris
sure she's
Leachman.
Cloris Leachman. Yeah. She doesn't even give a shit about the computer. This guy's just freaking out, thinking it's going to start a fire and burn his mom to death when he has to leave, and he wants to leave real bad.
I don't think that guy is a douchebag of the week. I say...
I don't either.
I say angry Jack guy. But, I mean,
yeah,
these people were basically... you know what?
I have gotten angry from being on hold before, for sure.
That was
I know that was like the drunkards on parade.
There were like tubas and trombones in that one.
It was good.
I've gotten angry from being on hold before, but I've never been like, if I was near you, I'd kick your fucking ass.
I think when I was doing with Quest,
there
were times where like I'm on the phone and I'm paying for minutes at the time, and I was on hold for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
was it when you were trying to get switched over because Quest was leaving as a company? You're like, come on!
No, this was years. This was like 10 years ago, before they sold me the sweetest phone deal ever.
Right.
And I would be on there and just go, my computer's running like shit, and so it would get flipped over to different people that didn't know what the fuck they were doing, and
it's
I didn't know.
It's so fucked up
doing.
Sometimes in that kind of situation too. I deal with it in my job a lot.
You know,
where no one will know what I'm talking about. Hang up, call back, and the first person you get is like, oh, that's a simple fix. I'll just go ahead and do this and this. It's just a matter of who you get on the phone.
Well, yeah, who knows how many. I mean,
but people have been like, oh, no, we can't. Oh, we can't give you that information. Oh, no, we can't do that. Hang up. I don't know why they were from Minnesota.
You know what, though?
But they were from Minnesota.
If this guy called me, I would lead him on a line. Just because he's pissed off.
You would make him more pissed.
Well, if I was that entry-level like person that's working at the job, what fucking power do you have in the world? Like, you're going to go home and be a 90-level fucking dwarf warrior?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm going to lead this guy on for like 9 minutes and make him...
Be like, sir, I definitely need to know what size waistband or your jeans are right now.
Are you wearing a condom? Because you're going to want one. There's a virus in your machine.
You need to wrap yourself in tinfoil, because if this thing explodes, the rays that are going to come out of this computer are going to damage your heart and also your scrotum.
We're
going to
need you to back off, because when this thing sprouts legs and runs for the nearest window...
It's going
to
run right for your mother. Directly. Where is she? Is she in the vicinity? How does she look?
Did you have it on spay or neuter?
Is she,
you're
is she a MILF?
Shut that off.
Is she a MILF or is she an ugly one?
I'll bet money.
Because
on
computers
it.
Know the difference.
I just think that there's so many Americans or just people all over the world that are fucked as far as technology goes. I mean,
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, if you have family, call a teenager and ask them how to turn your shit off. Go,
right,
hey,
yeah,
hey, Butch, I don't know how to turn my computer off. And he'll
my
be like,
my father got a computer. Him and his wife got a computer.
Hold
and I would
down.
Email them for a while. It was too much. My dad actually finally has a cell phone. And the whenever I call him, he acts surprised when he answers the phone that it's
Jenny?
Me. And I'm like, Dad, do you not have my number programmed in? So like when I call, it says Jenny. Like you could program my work number in and my other numbers in. And he was just like, oh, I don't know.
People don't want to deal with
that. I don't
that.
Know how to do. The last time, actually, when we were in Montana, when BT and I were there, they have a DVR. They have a, just like I do. And something happened on the television. And their remote control is exactly the same as mine. It's Comcast. And I grabbed the remote and I paused it. And I was like, Dad, come and look at this. And I started rewinding. And he was like, what? We're not recording. And I was like, no,
that's
Dad.
That's your superpower.
Yeah, I was like, no, Dad. Anything that you watch, you can press pause on, Dad. You have a DVR. You can press pause and go to the bathroom and come back. You can even, it'll record, you know, like 10, I don't know how much the buffer is or whatever. But it was like I had opened
buffer
up.
Buffer, there's no vocabulary. Buffer,
I had opened up a can of Miracle. It was like my dad was like, oh, like as if sports doesn't play enough instant replays. My dad was like, oh, my God, I could like rewind.
You OMG'd
the Grizzlies.
Your old man.
I totally OMG'd my old man. And Clara, too, his wife, she was like, ow, ow.
Hey, what you do there? What button was that?
Because they record like two shows a week. They know how to do that.
How's that go?
But yeah, I paused it, and it was like I was Burgess Meredith in the Twilight Zone, and I had paused the time.
Jingle jangle, jingle jangle.
I had all the books to read in the world, and then my glasses broke.
Ah, goddamn glasses! My life is like that broken bivocals. It's bivocals. So anyway, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. But we should conclude our movie Madness.
Yes.
I was thinking we just blaze through a bunch of them.
Do
and,
it.
And
I know there's some good ones to come.
Okay. So this one.
This one here. Poem I wrote.
You know, I think I can finally realize.
I love you.
Yes, I have.
You love me. Going down the sugar tree. We'll go down the sugar tree. And see lots of bees playing, playing. But the bees won't sting because you love me.
That's fucking great, man. Did you write that?
Yeah, I write songs too.
Wow.
Can I just say that I love.
I love Dr.
Steve Brule.
I love Steve Brule. I was just going to say.
Let's go get some of that Saturday Night Fever.
Okay, wait. We had to hear it
do
again.
Do the money
it's,
shot.
It's not.
Let's go get some of that Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
All right. Hello, Colonel. How are you?
Oh, hello, Jack. This is my lady friend. Darling, I'd like you to meet Jack Horner, the finest director in the business.
Hi. Do you have any Coke at this party?
Oh, gosh, I'm sure they can find some somewhere.
Right.
No bigger than a minute, are you? Shy
no
as a
bigger than a minute. God, I want to use that. No bigger than a minute.
Does this character have a name?
His name is Brock Landers. His partner's name is Chest Rockwell.
Those are great names.
God bless
it was
you.
It was such a simple job. It would be so
God bless rad. You, Burt Reynolds.
I mean, we make fun of it now in retrospect, but motherfucker.
This movie was amazing. The way that,
no,
that it
was
so
era
cheesy.
Was amazing.
Yeah. Like, it was so cheesy, but that it would have been like Chess Rockwell could have been a name. I mean, that could have been a fucking. Oh,
I'm sure it was a name.
Yeah.
Mm.
I love Chess Rockwell.
Me too. Say it again.
That's why karate is so important in these films. You know, we don't use weapons that much, unless they're using weapons. We fight crime with power, you know? You fight strength with strength, you know? And I think what we're doing is actually very good. And that's where that part, I think, comes into the whole family aspect of the film, because it shows that crime is bad.
God, I want to watch this movie again.
I just think of Jane Lynch in the, I'm going to...
You have such a boner for Jane Lynch.
I love Jane Lynch. Actually, I just got a new piece done. I got a new tattoo, and it's of
Jane
Lynch.
On your penis?
Lynch. I'm not that big. It's on the small of my back. It's my tramp stamp.
It's your tramp.
It's Jane
your
Lynch.
Your tramp stamp is her just being like, oh, the Coke was so much better back then.
But yeah, party down.
There's a bubble that comes out of her mouth that says the Coke is so much better back then.
Actually, you finally saw it.
I did. I finally
When Jenny
it.
Came over earlier today, I was watching Party Down, and she finally got to see
it. I've been meaning to. I'm just too stupid and lazy.
I urge everybody to watch Party Down. Okay, here we go.
I'm ready to shoot now. My cock is ready. I want to fuck. Let's go.
Come on. Everybody's got to have
yeah,
this, right?
Everybody's got it.
Okay, wait. I want to do... We're going
to
do one
I'm
more.
I'm ready to shoot now. Oops. My cock is ready. I want to fuck. Let's go.
So good.
Okay, we're going to end the show with the last movie madness that is, of course, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
And who's the director?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
And who was the lead grip?
Stephenie Sosol.
Okay. Patrick, did you work on it?
No.
Okay. Anyway, this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And you can find us on the hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can call us and leave a message on our Hideous Creature hotline at 503-928-7751. You can download all the shows at iTunes,
Pongo,
Podcast Alley, Zune, or on our website.
Weebsite.
You can, did I spell it Weebs? No. And, if you like
you're
the show, if you like the show, you should tell a friend and get people on, because I think it'd be nice if
it
we
would
had
be
more.
Nice.
Oh shit! We have a listener or a listener email, but we'll do it next week. And the outro to the show is actually some people that have sent in their band stuff. From local bands
oh,
from
nice.
Portland.
That's awesome.
And they are the Thrashkey Kids.
I love it.
So thank you guys. Send in more stuff. And this is the little last little Hideous Creature so movie madness. And then we're going to call it a day. And we'll be back next week.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week. We don't wait away, I did us, 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 The Hideous Creature Show. Oh, you. Baby, don't you know? My heat will move your soul. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Love me today. Love me tomorrow. Feel, 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 feel my heat.
I think we should repeat that again.
Feel, 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 feel. Feel my heat.
Feel my heat. Yeah, it's definitely cool. Let's lay it down.